We've been studying in this conference the Lord Jesus and his work in this wonderful vessel, the grace that saved, the grace that transformed, the grace that strengthened, the grace that kept and protected the vessel till the day of its departure. And how wonderful it is that the grace of God is sufficient for us. It was sufficient for the Apostle Paul. And it is sufficient for each one of us who pass through different trials and sufferings and discouragement and needs. The Lord's grace is sufficient. The Apostle Paul experienced this sufficient grace by the Lord protecting him, giving him the thorn in the flesh to protect him from being boasting or lifting up. And the Apostle Peter experienced this sufficient grace by restoring him from his sin. And how wonderful that we have the grace of God in both situations. His grace is sufficient when we go away. He is able to restore us. And his sufficient grace is available for us to protect us going on in our pathway. I just want to comment on 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 to 8. And we can see in these three verses, the Apostle Paul is summarizing his ministry. He is talking about what's happening now, or he's looking around in verse 6. He's looking backward in verse 7, and he's looking forward in verse 8. And how beautiful it is we can be encouraged by a man who's about to leave this scene, how he has confidence in the Lord. He is departing, but living here in faith is almost the same as being with the Lord in heaven. And how wonderful it is that the Lord is able to give us strength and power and faith to face different struggles. And he is able to strengthen us. So if we look at verse 6, he looked around, looked at the circumstances he's passing through. He was in the trial. He just had his first hearing, as we heard. And in the second hearing, most probably, this is when he was executed. And he went to be with the Lord. So it is few days before his departure. And he looked around and he see that his departure is at hand, was very soon. And how comforting, my dear brothers and sisters, to know that our departure is at hand. The day of us leaving this scene is very soon. Let us hold on in what we are doing. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. And this expression, departure, we can use it in different senses. One sense is releasing the anchor and set the ship to sail. And here we can see that this day will come when we leave this scene. The ship will leave the harbor and go where it's belonged to. And this day is coming when we leave this earth. We lived in it as foreigners, but we're going to our destined home. So, releasing the anchor and set the sail. Or also could be used to take down a tent. And this remind me was 2 Corinthians 5:1. He would say, if our earthen tents or bodies is destroyed, we have confidence and faith that we have a heavenly body, a heavenly place, heavenly building in heaven made by God. So not only leaving the world, but also leaving this weak bodies of infirmities. We be speaking about the thorn in the flesh. The day of his departure, he will leave this body of infirmity. And also losing a prisoner. In this world, we are somehow confined, limited, limited abilities, limited things we can do. One time he was willing to go to visit the saints in Thessalonica, but he was hindered by Satan once and twice. And one day, the departure day will come when we'll be released of this prison, the limitation of being here. Or also unyoking the ox. The Apostle Paul served the Lord, and he put his shoulder under the yoke, and he was obedient and submissive to the Lord. But the day of his departure will come when this yoke will be moved, and he has no need to serve and to bow down for the ministry. So the departure is coming. It is soon. Let us hold on. But looking backward, he gave us three pictures how he was serving the Lord in the past. He was the wrestler. Verse 7, I have fought the good fight. So who was wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. He was wrestling against the enemy, Satan. He was against him. But by the grace of God, he was able to wrestle and to fight the good fight by the help of the Lord Jesus. Also, the second picture is, I have finished my race, or finished the race. And here is, he is the athlete, the one who is running in the race. And running is the race, there is always the law or rule. I should follow the rule to be able to get the prize. And he was putting his flesh under subjection, that he would be able to run the race till the end. And then the third picture is, I have kept the faith. He is a good and faithful steward, that whatever the Lord put in his hand, he was faithful to keep and to use and to give it to others, that they can be also keeping it. And then verse 8, he will look to the future, look forward. And he will say, finally, there is laid up me the crown of righteousness. The day of reward will come, when each one will get his reward according to what he did in the flesh. But what I just want to highlight briefly before I sit down, that wonderfully, he's not only looking for the day when he will rest and take the reward, but he will looking for who have loved his appearing. We love his appearing. We're looking for his appearing. Not only the rapture, when he will take us to be with him, but we love the day that he will appear to take his rightful place and to be glorified in this earth, for him be the glory.